Have you ever stood under a night sky and felt something stir deep in your chest? That feeling that maybe there's more? More than what we see. More than what we know. More than what we can explain. Welcome to I Wonder, a podcast for the curious, the thoughtful, and the seeking. This is a place where intellect meets emotion, where theology meets imagination, and where we dare to ask life's biggest questions. Today we begin with the most basic and beautiful of them all. Why do we wonder? Let me tell you a story. In 1968, astronaut Bill Anders looked out of the Apollo 8 spacecraft and snapped a photograph that would become known as Earthrise. It was the first time humanity had seen our fragile blue planet suspended in the vast black of space. When he returned home, he said something striking. "We came all this way to explore the moon, and the most important thing we discovered was the Earth." That image, that moment, sparked wonder across the globe, and it raised an ancient and deeply human question. Why are we here? But long before we ask why, we first experience awe. And awe leads to wonder. Socrates once said, "Wonder is the beginning of wisdom." Thinkers across time have echoed that same truth. Wonder doesn't make us weak. It makes us wise. In fact, wonder may be one of the most human things about us. It's what drives scientists to unlock the secrets of the universe. It's what stirs poets to describe love, or children to ask why 100 times a day. Psychologists and neuroscientists have found that when we experience wonder, our brains light up in extraordinary ways. It softens us. It opens us. Wonder makes us more generous, more creative, more connected. Unlike other creatures, we don't just react. We reflect. We don't just survive. We search. And that's not just biology. That's theology. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11 says, "God has set eternity in the human heart." In other words, our longing for meaning, our fascination with the stars, our aching to know why we exist, it's not a flaw. It's a feature, a clue. Wonder might just be a signal that we were made to seek. Let me take you back to a moment in my own life. I was standing at the edge of the Grand Canyon. I remember feeling so small, and instead of feeling fear, I felt comforted by my smallness. It was as if creation itself was whispering, "There is something bigger than you. There is someone bigger than you." That moment didn't give me all the answers, but it did change the questions I was asking. I think that's what wonder does. It doesn't close the case, it opens it. It invites us to move from curiosity to seeking, and sometimes seeking to faith. So, what do we do with wonder? We don't rush past it. We don't reduce it to science or sentiment. We sit with it. We listen to what it's saying, because wonder is often the first whisper of the divine. So here's my invitation to you. Take 10 minutes tonight. Step outside. Look up. As you look at the stars, let the wonder build up inside of you. And as you look up, reflect on the words that open Psalm 19. It tells us that the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. The stars were meant to be God's billboard, giving us a label for what we feel inside. The heavens are also an invitation to being open that there may be more to life, an invitation to take the first step on our journey to discovering who God really is. Thanks for joining us today on I Wonder.